At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Right here. We got a couple of bags to give away. We'll give away tote bags. BJ and Jamie. Oh!
I have a question.
Go check out the video that we put on Facebook this morning. I'm selling the bag. Well, not literally selling it. I'm just showing you how much I care for these
You're
bags.
A marketing genius.
I am.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was chunky. Yeah, tomorrow, after we do that, can we be done?
No.
Yeah.
I got phase two coming next week.
Phase two?
Yeah. Well, get this.
No, let's
autograph
a week.
Bags.
No, let's.
Next week is
Spadell.
Spadell and I met on this.
Yeah,
today didn't we? Spadell?
We did earlier.
I'm not autographing Here's a why. Bag. That
Here's
is
why.
So dumb.
No, you're autographing a bag, Jenny. Yes,
no,
you are. Yes, you are.
Make me. What are you gonna do? Like drug me and use my hands?
I will. I will. I'll pull a Danny Bonaducci on you. Hey, listen, listen, listen.
You can't name names like that.
Listen. Spadell.
Oh God.
You told me earlier this morning, mm-hmm. What are they begging for?
Oh, two of the people that called in and have won, they wanted you guys to sign the bags.
I'm not signing it. Yeah. I'm not signing it.
When you explain these things, don't say the word two.
Well, they wanted
say,
it.
Say
yeah.
Thousands.
Everyone who won.
Come on, man. Work with me.
All right.
Listen.
Oh, no,
so here's what we're doing.
You listen to me. We're going to take a week off, and then you can do phase two later.
All right. Text NATO.
Yes.
303, 22 hours.
A week off.
No.
Yes.
Week off or week, no week off, okay?
Week off
or no week off, please. Autographed bags.
Give
me guys an hour. That's great. I love it. Autographed bags, phase two. All right, do we take a week off?
Yes.
Let it breathe?
Yes.
I'm just afraid once you let it breathe, it just gone.
Well, let's just see how
it
goes.
I want it to be gone.
Let's see how it goes. We'll just take that chance.
All right. Yeah. A couple of bags coming up here in just a couple of minutes. All right. First of all, let's get to this text thing.
Okay. Well, what happened? This is just weird timing. So remember how, I don't know, all my girlfriends are screwing up like their lives with text. So remember I told you that story where my girlfriend, her daughter accidentally had her phone and put out a weird text to a group, right? That whole thing. Well, listen to this. So then I was just like, this is weird timing. I'm sitting there with my girlfriend and she's like, oh my God, the worst thing happened on the planet. I'm like, what? She's like, well, my mom is convinced that Jesus is coming and, you know, the end of the world, right? Because the volcano, the earthquakes, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And so she wrote me this whole thing that Jesus is coming and blah, blah, blah. And that everybody needs to get to church. And we all need to prepare and all this stuff. So my girlfriend wrote this whole thing like, you have got to help me with mom. She's losing her mind. She's getting dementia. Like, she's off the rails, blah, blah.
Because she thinks the apocalypse is
coming? Yeah. And so she wrote this whole thing to her sister saying, please help me with her.
Okay.
And she sent it to her mom.
Oh. Sent it to mom. Well, if mom has Alzheimer's, she'll never know.
No. She doesn't. She has it on and off. She's not full blown Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So she's just getting there. Yeah. She hasn't been diagnosed or anything with it.
Oh, I got you.
But
she just assumes she is.
Right.
Because of the way
it's
she's
kind
thinking.
Of crazy talk. And so she's.
Maybe mom needed to hear that.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's
Maybe
what
mom
I said.
Needed to hear that. Maybe it's not such a bad thing.
Right.
Mom, you're being a little loony here, or at least we think you are.
Yeah. Right.
Now, look, I don't think she's loony by her, you know, loving Jesus and all that. I think that's great. But as far as the end of the world, she might be overreacting a little bit.
Right.
You know? So I think it's okay to tell mom, simmer down now. Simmer down.
But wait,
we're gonna
weirder.
Be okay.
It gets weird. This gets weirder.
It does?
Yes. So I'm out. Oh, my God. This is so great. So I'm out with my girlfriend, right? Last night. We went just to have dinner or whatever. And we're hanging out. And she is having a problem with one of her other friends. A problem with her friend, right? Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you know what? I'm just going to go in the bathroom and I'm going to call her and just say, hey, why don't you come over and join Jamie and I and we can all hash this out, right? I said, that sounds great. Okay, fine. I mean, I'm not in it. It's just her.
Yeah.
And I said, but I'll listen to you guys and you guys can figure it out. You've been best friends forever. So she goes to the bathroom and she calls her. She doesn't pick up. So she comes back to me and we sit down. And so I was like, so what happened? And like, with, why are you guys in a fight? Because I don't know the other girl.
Right.
And so she starts telling me and she starts saying like not so nice things about her and stuff and how she's gained weight and she thinks she might be jealous of her. You know, just all this stuff.
So her friend got fat.
Her friend got fat, but she also got mean to her because she's jealous of her and just, I don't know. And she's going through a divorce, just all kinds of stuff. But she was, and her kids are bad, like everything. Well, my girlfriend never hung up the phone.
Oh,
okay.
So the phone, it was recording.
It recorded everything she told me.
Oh my God.
So everything she told you.
Yep.
She heard live.
No, she heard recorded because she didn't answer the phone. So she was leaving a message.
Oh, she left a voice message.
Yeah, she was leaving a message in the bathroom saying, hey, why don't you stop by this place and meet Jamie and I. We're just having a couple cocktails and we can just get...
She just never hung up.
And she never...
Yeah. Oh. Well, she had a really stupid moment, didn't she?
Well, it's...
It appears that way.
And then she tried to fix...
So what do you do now? What do you do?
Well, that girl just blocked her.
You can't do anything.
She can't even call her now. She blocked her phone number.
The fat friend did? No, the fat friend blocked. I'm just trying to make sure I got the story straight.
With the horrible children. Yes. The fat friend with the horrible children.
The fat friend with the horrible children who was told she's fat and horrible. Yeah. Her, she blocked the other person. I think I would too, though.
I know.
If I'm the fat friend, you damn right.
I'm
blocking you.
Remember
okay?
I told...
Hey, skinny. Guess what? Party's over.
Is that... Right,
I think we've worked it all out here.
But that's two things in one day.
Yeah.
Where two of my friends ruined their lives in one day. It was the weirdest day yesterday.
I don't know if I've ever done it or not, okay? But you don't know how many times I've looked down at my phone and that thing is recording. It's recording that voice-to-text thing, okay?
Yep.
I have looked down, I'll bet you, Jamie, no less than 40 times that I've caught myself. I don't know what's been sent. I have no idea. I have no idea. Nobody's ever contacted me. Say, hey, what the hell are you talking about? You're a schmuck. But nobody's ever contacted me. But I feel like something had to be out of 40 times.
I do feel like I listened to Butt Dialers for way too long.
Oh, for sure I do.
I'm right there
with you. I'm like, oh, what's going to happen
next? I know, me too.
It's like a reality
I'm
show.
I'm like, this seems mean. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Blow them out. So the audience has spoken.
I don't even want to. You know what? It's just some mean texters that don't like me.
No, that's not it at all,
yeah,
Jamie.
It
it's called a demand. There's a demand for the tote bags. In fact, we'll take caller 9 right now. 303-22-ALICE for your chance to win. Well, no, you'll win. Not even a chance. But go ahead. Call now. Caller 9. I got to change it up one day because some people on the app, they feel like caller 9, they can't get through in time.
Because of the delay. Yeah.
So maybe we do a caller 105 or something.
So my
like
suggestion
that.
Was that we take off a week for these stupid ass bags.
They're not stupid bags, Jamie. You've got a bad attitude.
I said stupid ass bags.
I'm just saying.
See, that makes it more fun. Anyway, take a week off and then we can do phase 2 later. You know what I mean? Just, you know, let it breathe. And all you guys are just went against me and said, no, don't
So, it's done. Phase 2 coming up on Monday. We'll have autographed bags, BJ and Jamie. Now, Jamie's autograph may not be hers. It may be Schmidill writing on the bag and putting Jamie's name, but you really won't know the difference, okay? So I'm just going to, I got to say that up front because I don't want to be a fraud, okay?
Yeah.
So when you get the BJ and Jamie autographed bags, just know that BJ's authentic. I don't know so much about Jamie's.
A little questionable.
Well, in fact, it's a grocery
he might even
bag.
Misspell
who
it.
Signs, who signs a grocery bag? Right. That's just so weird.
Yeah, and Spadil, it's not Jamey, okay? That's the way you've been signing stuff. I had even practicing earlier this morning because I knew you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm not
so kidding. I said, hey, why don't you practice with the Jamie thing? He misspelled it.
Well, a lot of people will spell it Jaime. Which is weird too, but it's Jamie. Yeah.
Maybe that's how we do it. Maybe we misspell it, so therefore we can't be sued. Because it's like, well, that's not really how she spells it anyway.
Yeah,
so
maybe
it
doesn't
really
matter. Idea.
It's a fraud.
Oh my God, you guys, I have to tell you something that is so funny. I haven't run in a long time, like run, you know, like sprint, you know, like people jog and stuff. But Carson and I decided to do a sprint down the hall. I don't know why we just decided. My legs were like, what are you doing? Yeah. They were like, so, I mean, it was like, it was like I have a disease because they were like, we don't do this. And, and they kind of were almost going to give out on me.
They were going to give up.
They were. Well, they didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, I think everything, you know, your body has memory, right?
Yeah.
They don't remember.
No. I saw you bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
Out there trying to get down the hallway.
I know, because we were having a race. I mean, obviously it kicked my ass, but my God, it was so weird. I felt like, oh my God, do I have a cognitive disorder? Because my brain was telling my legs to run as fast as they could.
They don't remember.
They've never done this before. No.
Oh, it's like,
they were like,
I mean, when was the last time we ran?
When's the last time?
Leg talking to the other leg.
And that's what I was going to ask.
Know, buddy.
When's the last time you actually full-blown sprint?
Last time I ran?
Yeah, like after a dog or something.
A sprint? I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
It is weird.
I mean, I moved. I go out and shoot some basketball sometimes.
No, but I mean, full-blown run.
No.
You got to try it. It'll be weird. You're going to freak out because your brain is like, whoa!
Yeah, I think I'd fall down. I really did.
Like, sprinting is a lot.
It is weird.
Yeah,
even Carson's like, I am a little winded.
I haven't ran that fast in a long time.
Yeah. Well, here's what we do. That's what we do in the hallways during a lovely song.
Here's a tip. Don't try that anymore.
I know, right?
Just give up on it, okay?
Oh my God.
Give up on it. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm telling you right now, you know I love horses, okay? That's why I went with polo.
Let me explain something. Okay. So I have a new workout partner. Her name is Danielle. Is it Daniela or Danielle?
Danielle.
Okay, Danielle, and she's smoking hot.
Danielle.
You know who she is.
Oh yeah.
She's a salesperson here, and I mean she's smoking. Right.
I see her in the parking lot every day.
Oh my God.
There she goes.
From a bush. I'm in the bushes.
There she goes.
But she's beautiful.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's my new workout partner in the basement. We're the basement hotties. I'm lukewarm.
Yeah. She carries it up for both of you, though. I mean, it wouldn't even be fair if both of you were as hot as she is.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be fair to anybody.
It's the basement lukewarm and the hottie, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I was on the site, the Aloe site, you know, it's like the new Lulu. It's super cool. It says ALO and everybody's wearing it, whatever.
I've never seen it.
You haven't?
No.
It's just ALO. And
I thought you meant that stuff, gel stuff you rub on your skin. Yeah. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Sunburn?
Yeah. But it's like the new rage and workout stuff. So I'm online. Because now I have a workout partner, and now I'm, you know, going to the gym in the basement. And so I was like talking to Carson about, because he likes fashion. And so we were talking about this and how expensive, blah, blah, blah. And then BJ just out of nowhere pipes in, you guys, you're not going to believe what I bought yesterday. So we have to stop our aloe conversation.
Well, I just want to fit in. You know, I feel like, you know, just an outsider sitting here listening to you guys aloe talk. I don't have anything to contribute, but I thought that, you know, I found I think it's a new company out there. I don't know if it is or not, but I was over at Kohl's and I was looking for some shirts for golf.
Uh-huh.
And I got this brand called Polo. Listen to me, Spadol. It's not funny. Polo. It's got a guy on a horse.
Yeah.
With a big stick.
And I'm like, did you really buy polo shirts? And he really did buy polo shirts.
I wore one just the other day, and you said that looks brand new. Remember? That was Polo.
Well, I didn't see the horse on
it. Yeah, I had a horse on
there. I have the monitors in front of me.
Not only did he buy those, but he signed up for a Kohl's credit card to get an extra 30% off.
Yeah. I got 100 and... It's not funny, guys. No, I'm serious.
I
got $160 off.
Whoa.
On my purchase. Because
nice.
It was like $400. And the lady said, hey, if you take one of these cards here, we'll get you a little discount.
Yeah.
And I said, how much? She said, $160. Throw it on me, girl.
Did you get to scratch that thing? Did you get to
scratch it? Yeah, I got to scratch like a game show.
Yeah
it's pretty fun.
It is kind
of
fun.
And I walked out of there with six polos.
I've had a lady that says, oh, that's only 10%. Try again. And then I got 50, and she's like, oh, I know there's something bigger in there. Try again.
I got 30.
Nice.
Yeah, I got 30 plus the card. It was 100 and something dollars.
Stacking the deals.
That is good. But here's the thing. What you should do next time, I mean, so did you get every color or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. A lot of some of the colors they didn't have it by size.
Yeah, yeah. So you're wearing polos now. That's cool.
Yeah,
you should go for that little alligator on the side. It's called, isn't it Izod?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, yeah.
They got an alligator.
Oh, yeah.
I like gators.
Yeah, I know you do. Uh-huh. I know you do.
Yeah, I lived in Florida.
Yeah.
I might go for that. Okay. I don't think they have that one, Jamie. I don't know for sure. But, yeah, I got the...
Is Izod anymore? Is Izod even made anymore? I don't think
Yeah, I see. They have a website sure still. Yeah.
They do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
Yeah.
It was a phase, Mom.
Just saying.
Nice.
Cutting edge.
At least you got some new shirts.
I got new shirts. Yeah. I got new shirts for golf. All right. Let me get to this story real quick here. This Aurora dentist, he is done. Guilty, man.
Yeah.
Guilty on all charges.
Colorado dentist James Craig was found guilty of first-degree murder for poisoning and killing his wife, Angela. Craig was on trial for repeatedly lacing his wife's protein shakes over the course of 10 days. And when that failed, prosecutors say he gave her a final dose of cyanide. Jeez. He's also found guilty of trying to cover up her murder by asking others to lie and fake evidence that made it seem like she took her own life.
Man,
what
poison.
Was the motive? Does it say the motive?
He didn't like her. Wanted out of the marriage. No, that was it, Jamie. That was the motive.
But you don't have to kill her.
He did not want to pay her any money. He had made money being a dentist, and he did not want to lose any of those funds. He didn't want her to get half the business. He didn't want her to get anything. So the best way to do it is to get rid of her. And that's what he did.
Wow.
And he did it so sloppy. I mean, this guy, protein shakes, he's trying to poison, he's got cyanide, he's telling other women that he's doing it. I mean, this guy was absolutely scum.
I can't imagine going to a dentist and then finding out later he's a murderer.
Oh, no kidding.
Wouldn't that be weird? That would be a weird feeling.
I'll bet you we have listeners
for sure
that were patients of this man.
Because, you know, you're like... I mean, most of us, we like our dentist, we like our doctor, that's why we go to him. And then to find out he actually is such a piece of crap, I mean, and his mind is so warped.
It would just be creepy, like, looking back on all the appointments and all the conversations you
had. Exactly. You would rethink everything.
And the daughters, I mean, there's no doubt what happened here. The daughters yesterday, they also, I mean, they basically said, this guy, I mean, he's just, I know he's a dad, but he's scum of the earth.
Oh, my God.
They were so infuriated.
She said he used to be their hero, and now that's the villain in their story for the rest of their life.
For the rest of their life. I felt so bad for them.
He killed their mom.
It's awful.
It's hard to hear.
Yeah, it is.
It's just, wow. It's just, I can't believe that somebody. Is somebody in dental school? Yeah, somebody. And you got to be fairly bright, right?
Yeah.
Could be so stupid to do something like this and to do it so sloppy the way he did it and bragging about it to other women. This guy deserves to be under the jail.
But I will say, you watch people in these divorces and they freak out about money. You know, I mean, it
consumes them.
It does. Mm-hmm. It consumes them.
I just don't have that in me.
My girlfriend's going through it right now and her ex doesn't even want to pay for college for her kid.
I don't get it.
It's like, what?
I mean, it's only money. Who cares?
Yeah,
you
right?
know? I mean, walk away. I mean, he could have done half. He'd still have his practice. He could have done half this and pay this and pay this. You still get the other women on the side. I mean, yeah, I don't understand it.
You know what? I'll make you understand it.
What?
Money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
I should get that on a poster.
I think it's in the Bible.
Oh.
We'll look.
That was a good one.
But I'll check for you.
Okay. I made it up.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie.
I think I'm going to try for tickets this morning.
Oh, you are?
Half price.
Yeah.
I want to see the Tennessee Titans when they come to town. That's the first game of the season, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go see that. They go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. Denver Broncos. Half price.
My ex-husband, you know how we called him earlier this morning? Well, he said that he'll fly in for December 21st. He wants to go to the Travis Hunter game, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Yeah. So we need to try to get tickets.
Yeah.
Spadell!
I'm on it.
All right. We'll give you a credit card. I'll give you a credit card, okay?
Okay.
And then you see if you can get in at 10 o'clock. Right. I need four to Tennessee when the Titans come to town. And Jamie needs four.
No, two.
Two. For the 21st of December.
Yeah.
Right
and
before Christmas.
Credit card.
Oh, that means he'll be here for Christmas.
Mm, that's so sweet.
That'll be so lovely. Hopefully it snows.
Oh, my God.
By the fireplace.
So sweet, a fireplace.
Right there on that bearskin rug of yours.
But you know what? Though we've talked about this before. Even though my girlfriend is in a good relationship with her ex-husband and they're dating again, I don't know if it works. Going back to your ex.
It's only got to work for 24 hours. It doesn't have to work.
No, but you know what I mean?
After that, like, I'm not talking long term here. Yeah. I'm just talking about a December 21st.
Because I will tell you, like, when we play golf, some of the things that I remember about him, like, were coming
cropped
around.
Up again.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah. I could see that. We're talking a one-nighter here. Yeah. We're not talking about the lifetime.
This, all I did was golf with him. I was like, some of these things.
Well, 18 holes is a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe just a little too much.
And then when I went and saw my ex boyfriend, Travis, like the way he was laughing, just, oh my God.
Gave you the ick.
Yeah, give me the ick.
Fidel, forget about those tickets on the 21st. I don't think he's coming.
This might not happen.
Just try to get the Tennessee Titan tickets, okay? Forget about Jamie.
That was quick.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work.
21st.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work.
I think it's going to be a great game. No, Travis Hunter, oh my God.
Tickets go on sale 10 o'clock this morning. It's the Bronco annual half-price sale, which goes so fast. It's unbelievable.
But then Carson was telling me off the air that they're like all really bad nosebleed seats.
Who cares?
I do.
We're just going to the game.
I need to be on the 50-yard line.
To impress.
Really, really low.
He's not coming to town. It ain't going to matter with you.
No, not to impress him, just because I want to sit
for
there.
For you.
Oh, I don't care where I sit, as long as I can get cheap tickets to get in.
Really? Even if it's way, way up there and it's, you know, two below zero?
Yeah, it's all about the atmosphere.
You catch the wind.
I'm fine with that. I think those tickets, I'm guessing they'd probably be about $25 each.
But there's rules. It says limit 4 per household and no multiple game purchases are allowed. So I can't buy you both tickets. I can
on the
only
same
buy
credit cards.
Yeah, you can use different
cards.
Can
I use the other credit card, your debit one?
No, there's nothing on that one. It's blank.
Really?
Empty.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we'll try it 10 o'clock, okay? Good luck, buddy.
Yep, I'm ready.
I'll give you 2 of the tickets if you can get 4.
Okay.
No, wait. No, back up. Oh, I'll give you 1.
1? That's it.
I need 3.
Fun.
I need 3.
Wait, you're going as a family with Fidel?
Yeah, I was going to ask who else are you bringing?
Me, as a third wheel?
That doesn't sound fun.
Me, Lisa, Frog, and you. We'll have a blast, buddy.
You'll at least have someone there who enjoys football, I guess.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
BJ will get you a corn dog or something, you know?
To get these tickets, you have to go to their website. You have to go to denverbroncos.com/fans. And then I guess they get your information and they text you when the tickets go on sale.
Yeah. Nice.
Is that how it works?
All right.
Now, earlier this morning, we played this. And Jamie has a good take on this. I agree with you. ESPN did him wrong.
Yeah, they did.
Shannon Sharp fired from ESPN.
I'm sure everybody's heard the news by now that I will not be returning to ESPN. I found out this information a little earlier in the week. And really, the only thing that I really ask is, like, guys, could we wait until Monday? My brother's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I really want it to be about him, and I want it to be about my family. I know this coming out will overshadow everything that he's worked his entire life for. And unfortunately, you know, it didn't happen that way. And so as I told him, as I profusely apologized to him earlier today, he said, bro, stop apologizing. You don't have to apologize. I'm your big bro. I'm going to love you regardless. We all make mistakes. We've all. And he says, bro, I love you. So I'm done with this. You're done with it too.
And then he said, Sterling, can you loan me a few bucks?
That is just, what a mean thing to, I mean, listen, whatever happened with Shannon Sharp, all that stuff, whatever. But really, just let him go through this process with his brother.
If you don't know the story, Sterling Sharp, who is the brother of Shannon, is inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend, NFL Hall of Fame. It's a big Hall of Fame weekend, okay? It's the only time two brothers have played in the NFL and both gone to the Hall of Fame. It
is
a big historic.
Deal. Yeah.
Historic. Now, a little bit of a shadow has been casted on with Shannon Sharp. But they come down to a decision at ESPN that they're going to let Shannon Sharp go. And he's saying, hey, okay, you can let me go. Forget the $100 million contract. Ugh. But please, wait till after my brother gets the limelight of the Hall of Fame. And then we can do it next week and you can announce you fired me. And ESPN said, no. You're out.
Hey, Spadil, will you look up what his net worth is? Because I'm just interested because he had to just pay out that girl $23 million.
OnlyFans girl.
And so you also figure then he also probably paid his lawyers another million. So we're
at- Oh, I'd say paid them $10
million. $10 million? The lawyers?
Yeah, he's been fighting this for a while.
Okay, all right.
I'm sure it's a lot.
It's saying that he has an estimated net worth of $30 million as of July 2025.
Okay, let's take away 23.
And it says bottom end is $14 million. Oh, so between 14 and 30.
We're going to have to take out a loan now.
Sterling Sharp, can you loan me a few bucks?
Oh, man.
This contract he lost with ESPN was all scheduled to make him another $100 million.
That's
a tough one to swallow, folks.
Yeah.
$100 million? Boom, out the door.
I feel like I'm going to be seeing him at the McDonald's drive-thru soon.
Got to get that side hustle.
Oh, man. And then on top of that, your actions got you fired. You had to pay the OnlyFans girl $23 million, and you ruined your brother's weekend.
I mean,
at the Hall of Fame.
Does it get any worse than this?
Yeah, because everybody that runs into Sterling up there is going to say, hey, how's your brother doing? That he got fired from ESPN. How's he doing?
So remember that assistant coach that got caught scratching his butt and smelling his fingers?
Yeah.
I think Shannon's having a worst day.
I would agree.
Yeah.
You can smell your fingers for free.
That's right.
Won't cost you $100 million.
I meant as far as reputation.
Oh, okay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.